subway will run at 7 p.m. The last buses will run at 9 p.m. They'll remain closed until further notice after the storm passes.
If you're trying to get to Manhattan, forget about it. You can't get a plane, a train, or an automobile in. Really, seriously, it's almost that bad. Sandy is packing a punch, and nobody wants to risk it. Anxiety is high in the Northeast, and I'm talking up and down the coast. You heard Mayor Bloomberg there. That's what he was talking about. As of 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, forget about transportation, the subways, all that sort of stuff. Buses are closed. Anything you can possibly think of. Wall Street is down. Oh, boo-hoo. The banks, etc. The folks in Washington will be getting a day off, and school students, too. At least 2 million school students have off.
What, are you kidding me?
I never got those days when I was a kid. The president signed emergency declarations across the board, you name it, and anywhere you can think of in the East Coast, they are very, very concerned. What happened is Sandy got a lot of strength, strengthened actually to a hurricane, officially on Saturday morning after weakening overnight. It's a Cat 1 hurricane with winds of 75 miles an hour. North Carolina declared a state of emergency in 40 counties. 29 Haitians died because of the hurricane. And, you know, here we go again with what happens in Haiti. The death toll in the Caribbean is 45 because 16 people were reportedly killed in Cuba, Jamaica, Panama, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico combined. That's what we're looking at so far. New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie declared a state of emergency throughout the state because of the weather conditions. Like I said, you name it, and it's probably happened. Kate Delaney, by the way, America Tonight, the name of this show. If you are in the center of the storm, let me know what's happening in your neck of the woods. I've gotten a lot of emails, and we will get to that at the tail end of this hour from so many of you who are in these situations now looking for generators, flashlights, water, batteries, all that kind of stuff, supplies that you need out, supplies that are running out in the Northeast, supplies that you can't get. I mean, there's a breakdown in that because people have run to the places like the Home Depots, the Lowe's, the grocery stores, and have gotten everything that they can possibly get, and the stocks have run out. This just raises that red flag in your life, I hope, this caution that it can happen to you. Even when you think it can't, it can. So if you get emergency prepared ahead of time, then you don't have to panic because you're already at least halfway there with some of the basic things that you need in case something happens. I've told the story before. It's happened to me. I know. I have walked in the shoes of it's not going to happen, and then it did, and didn't have flashlights, didn't have generators, didn't have water. Luckily, had great neighbors, but really made a situation much more difficult than it had to be in a terrible storm because we weren't ready for something to happen. We just didn't think it was going to happen to us. And all of us know that Mother Nature can just pick and choose what's going to happen with the right weather patterns, whether we're talking about tornadoes or earthquakes or hurricanes or floods or fires or mudslides. I mean, you name it. It's the lazy Susan of disasters. Just spin the wheel. And you may have been a victim of several of these different things. And once you are, then you learn. But hopefully some of you are maybe not in these areas or are taking a look at what's going on here and just reminding yourself to take steps so that you don't end up like that. I'll tell you what happened to me quickly. There was a terrible nor'easter a couple of, it's probably been, I want to say it's been probably 8 years. I mean, that slammed into New York, New Jersey, a lot of areas on the East Coast. And, I mean, it was unbelievable. You weren't going anywhere. I did try to dig out of the snow ahead of time and shovel and all that other sort of stuff and get to the store to get food. But I'm telling you, it was like a fist fight for the last piece of meat. in the Acme Market was the name of the market. It was crazy. People were yelling, screaming, because everything that you could imagine that you would need was gone. I mean, everything was pilfered, except for things that you wouldn't be able to get to if the power went out. Because who cares if you have frozen meals that are wilting in the refrigerator and you have no power? How are you eating those? You know, the answer is you're not. So all the supplies that were that you would need were gone. Water, totally out. Water, gone. So the obvious things, the water, the flashlights, even candles, for goodness sake, anything that you can think of that you might need. Smart to put that bag together. So some people were lucky enough to either have the stuff in their house or get it before it was all out. A lot of boarded up houses in North Carolina. A lot of people trying to get ahead of the storm before they're completely devastated, because you heard the mayor, there's not any kind of transportation. So think about trying to get around in this. You have the state of emergencies. I've mentioned New Jersey, Governor Christie. So New York, D.C., Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut. In low-lying areas in New York, they've evacuated close to 400,000 people. And federal offices are absolutely shut down. Classes are absolutely canceled. So there's nothing going on. Now, you think, what about the campaign? Governor Romney was supposed to campaign in Virginia. He flipped that around, went to Ohio with Paul Ryan instead, you know, realizing that there's no way we're going to go there, because think of what's going to happen with the people. Where is your focus? And if it does become a major disaster, you have people that are going to be trying to get their power back on. You're going to have power lines, obviously, downed all over the place, houses torn up, and days, maybe weeks of people dealing with this. So the first thing is scrambling to rearrange schedules and try to figure out where you can go when you're supposed to go and visit certain areas for, like, Romney and for the president, too, because he's going to have the same problem. North Carolina and Maryland, in the right there in the path, think about the early voting, which in those areas have benefited, especially Maryland, Democrats. So canceling early voting, that's what the governor did there. Martin O'Malley, who is Maryland's Democratic governor, said, you know, we can't have voting in this state. We can't do that. He didn't mean we can't have voting in the state. He meant early voting on Monday when we have this storm to contend with. In Delaware, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, people have the option of voting early, but by mail. And in Virginia, the governor there is insisting that they're going to try to do whatever they can to allow people to vote early, and if they want to vote early. We know November 6th is right around the corner, and Virginia offers early absentee voting, but only with an excuse, unlike other states that aren't as restrictive. But they do have early voting, meaning you have to go to the polls. So the storm is going to wreak havoc on Virginia. And Virginia has a Republican governor who knows that, and he's saying he's going to take anything, any measure he can to ensure people can vote despite all these obstacles. Meet you on the flip side.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Of heavy rain from Hurricane Sandy. Kate Delaney hanging with you at our makeshift weather center. Seriously, you know, for a brief time, for just a couple of months, I did weather in my career. Of course, I was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and we weren't talking about hurricanes there. They were more concerned about tornadoes, but high winds and wind damage, and I saw what that can be like. And that's the thing with hurricanes, too. The wind damage is what can be so scary. I've heard a lot of places the gasoline prices, or not the gasoline prices, the gas is out, done, because people lined up to gas up, and you got to think, as Cop pointed out to me, and he's right, refineries are going to be shut down. We know what that means. The electricity is going to be a big problem when the power lines go down. So, you know, people scramble and they try to do what they can, but it depends about how many places are shut down on the grid. This could be just awful. And if it hits, if it is the kind of catastrophe that it's being billed as, so in other words, you look at the Weather Channel, which I'm looking at right now. I've had it on all day long. I'm actually watching the last train coming out of New York City. If it's as bad as they say, that big of a menace, a monster to the Northeast, you also got to think the damage it leaves in its wake, the people trying to clean up or get their lives back together for whatever devastation there is. You know, it depends on a scale of 1 to 10. What are people expecting? I'm in my mind, and I hope this does not happen, but I'm thinking of like a Hurricane Andrew and what happened what happened there, how devastating that was to Southern Florida. Trust me, nobody in Miami, Southern Florida, they weren't worried about voting if it was during an election. If it was during an election and close to November 6th, they weren't going to be worried about that, and that's what I'm saying, I guess. You think of what a bomb is, and the bomb going off, meaning this hurricane, and if it's that big of a disaster, depending on, you know, how high the winds are and what kind of devastation and that kind of stuff, it really could. It's definitely going to play some part in messing with the election, but it could be even more devastating because, frankly, even the person most attuned to what's happening politically, and I say this all the time, it's wrong for people in this country not to vote because I've seen what it's like for other people who are forced to vote a certain way. I mentioned the elections in Chihuahua when I was covering the pre- and the panista parties and watching the stuffing of the ballot boxes and how you had no choice but to vote for whoever they wanted you to vote for, or the results for you would not be good. But if you're, for goodness sake, if you're pulling up planks and trying to get rid of a flood and trying to get an insurance person out and trying to clean up and get your life back on track, you know, that's not going to be the number one priority. Even if your entire life you voted, it would be pretty tough for people, I think, to get to the polls. So I'm thinking even a week ahead of time, you figure it rolls in Monday, Tuesday, you got a week. This is nasty, nasty stuff. And who knows? You know, the polls are not predicting any outcome here. We know it's a very narrow margin that we're talking about. The latest CNN poll, Obama has 50%, Romney 46%. In Ohio, we know the margin of error is just right in there. And, I mean, I could pull any poll out of the sky and tell you just how close it is. And almost every single one of the polls are close, too close to call. So this massive hurricane slamming down, bearing down on the East Coast could have a little bit of a grip on the presidential campaign. Well, all the campaigns. You know, you still have Senate seats up for grabs. The think of the one in Massachusetts. The House seats, some governorships are up too. So all of this, you know, forget whatever the last-minute maneuvering was going to be. They just got to throw that out and do something completely different. You have to go and do something else. The campaign plans for a lot of people that were out there will definitely change. Think of Connecticut and the Senate race there. Linda McMahon starting to really make some headway against her popular Democratic opponent in a Democratic-leaning state. So whatever the last-minute maneuver was going to be there probably has to be changed depending on what happens in the great state of, you know, Connecticut. For the president, he has to scrap his plans in Ohio because of what could happen in the East Coast. In fact, his press secretary said as much, that the president has to be at the White House following what's going on in Orlando on Sunday, because he's got to monitor the hurricane and where it's going to hit on the East Coast and what's going to happen. So instead, they bring in replacement players. Like, there was an event that was in Youngstown, Ohio. They'll have to have President Clinton and Vice President Biden go in his place because he can't be there. And Romney canceled his plans, as I've mentioned, to campaign in Virginia because it's in the storm's path, and instead went with Paul Ryan for events in Ohio because it wouldn't do him any good to be in Virginia. People are worried about what's going to happen to their homes. And also Romney had a stop for Tuesday in New Hampshire. They had to cancel that too. They had to send out emails at the last second. Because as of now, just to give you an idea, I guess we should talk even more about the storm. The storm is a Cat 1 hurricane. So we're talking about 75-mile-an-hour winds, maybe gusts up to 90 miles an hour. So the governors of a lot of the obvious states that I mentioned that have states of emergency, the New Yorks, the Connecticuts, the New Jerseys, Massachusetts, you know, up and down the eastern seaboard, you got the National Guard on standby because of what could ultimately happen. So the race to vote early will be affected from if the storm continues. And who knows, you know, if the storm continues to Election Day to have an effect because of the aftermath of the storm, it's going to be interesting that, you know, what the resources are the most important thing, getting the resources in place. So voting centers, access to voting centers, that's going to be something that's going to be a worrisome. And you think of places where you go and vote. In some of these areas, they're going to have to re-rack that. So in other words, this storm has far-reaching effects in lots and lots of ways, interrupting commerce, interrupting schools, interrupting maybe the election. Not necessarily completely changing the election, like the election day. If this had happened next week, that would have been interesting, because I would have assumed, well, let's look at this. We cannot have an election when people, when half of the country is possibly underwater. So that would have wreaked real havoc right on election day had we been a week later. So now we have to rewrap what we're thinking. I've been taking everyone's temperature and looking for a litmus test and signs as to what you think is going to happen. With this hurricane, which is nothing to mess around with, how much does this really impact the election as far as the results? Let's just say the presidential election. How much will this change what could happen here? Does it hurt the Democrats more, or does it hurt the Republicans more? To be sure, there were some other things that happened over the weekend, by the way, so we don't want to completely ignore them. Like, how about the Giants winning the World Series, sweeping Detroit with a 4-3 win? Not even close. The last game, pretty interesting. The Giants just Tigers just couldn't get the hits that they needed. The Giants' defense was incredible. Pitching was stellar, and they got the timely hits they needed. So Detroit just could not come through. But a huge, huge, huge World Series victory for the San Francisco Giants. Boy, in a handful of years, two World Series, they've made up for lost time, that's for sure. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to weigh in.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Executive director. This time he's been quoted all over the place for a story that just broke. You might have even seen it in Bloomberg News, and it's about the potential fraud at the Chicago Transit Authority. Dan, you super sleuth you. What did you find out about the CTA?
Well, the Chicago Transit Authority, according to an independent auditor who had been assigned to audit them back in 2006, has been over-reporting its vehicle revenue miles for years. And what vehicle revenue miles are is, at least on the Chicago Transit Authority bus routes, there's some miles where you can pick up passengers, and those can be reimbursed by the federal taxpayers. But certain others in which you're not picking up passengers and you're just driving from the last stop back to the depot station, those are what are called deadhead miles. And the federal government doesn't pay for those unless a large number of metropolitan transit authorities get a formula grant from the Fed that helps cover their expenses and helps reimburse their mileage. But the one thing that you can't reimburse are those deadhead miles. And our independent auditor has reported to us, and we have reported in our report, that the Chicago Transit Authority has knowingly overreported these miles for years. And we finally got wind that Peter Rogoff, who's the FTA administrator, essentially wrote to the Chicago Transit Authority last year saying, you guys are overreporting the miles, and this needs to stop. What cause of action's question now is, you know, our independent auditor told you guys that this was happening back in 2007. If in 2007 the Chicago Transit Authority knew that it was overreporting its mileage, then that would seem to us to be a fraud. Why isn't the IG investigating? Why isn't the Justice Department looking at this?
Yeah, because those deadhead miles that you're talking about, they figured probably who's looking at that, right? We're all asleep at the wheel. No one's looking at it. Is that what your theory is, that this wasn't going to be uncovered?
Yeah, you know, part of our theory is hey, you know, this is a formula grant program, which means it's a fixed pool, which means that the more we report, the more money we get. So, you know, it should be of no surprise that if you look at the last 10 years, Chicago went from being, you know, the 7th or 6th most funded transit authority to being the 2nd most funded transit authority by the federal government. And it should be no surprise that that pattern parallels a pattern in which the Chicago Transit Authority has been increasingly overreporting its vehicle revenue miles. And from cause of action's perspective, we have lots of questions. You know, it's nice that Peter Rogoff decided to disclose to Bloomberg this letter that he had sent to the Chicago Transit Authority. It would have been nice to disclose that to us, considering we had a FOIA request, which they have not yet responded to. But this is something that cause of action thinks reeks of cronyism, reeks of politicization. I mean, keep in mind just who the players are in this whole kind of charade. You have, starting with the general counsel of the current Department of Transportation, a guy named Robert Rivkin.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, Robert Rivkin was the general counsel, i.e. chief compliance officer of the Chicago Transit Authority. And who was his boss for at least 3 years there? Well, the chairperson was a woman named Valerie Jarrett, who's President Obama's closest advisor. And look, this doesn't fall on partisan lines only. You know, this is a bipartisan potential cover-up. You have the secretary of the Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood, being someone who doesn't come too far from Chicago. He comes from a district north of Chicago in Illinois. And when he was a member of Congress, he was on both the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Appropriations Committee. And Peter Rogoff, who's the FTA administrator, was himself a congressional staffer on Senator Probst, whose specialization was transportation and infrastructure. So if anyone knows about overreporting and the risks involved, these people are the exact types of people who would know. And the question remains, you know, if an investigation occurred, was folks like Robert Rivkin recused from it? Were they involved in it? What was the result of the investigation? What were their referrals to the Justice Department? And it seems like the answer is that there's either not going to be any disclosure of this, or there's answers that basically say, we didn't investigate this, even though the Chicago Transit Authority had reason to know that this overreporting was fraudulent. And from cause of action's perspective, when you're dealing with upwards of $150 million of overreporting, and at the same time taking away from a pool of funds that should be going to other metropolitan transit authorities, you know, that's the kind of fraud that this administration needs to step up and investigate.
Yeah, I mean, that's our taxpayer money. And as you pointed out, how many other people are getting gypped in other cities because of this pipeline, these connections between Chicago and Washington, right?
Yeah, and you know, this is something where, you know, it appears that the FTA's response to all of this is, look, you know, this is just a mere definitional problem. The CTA didn't do anything intentionally wrong. There was no intentional fraud. And ultimately, you know, they seem to comply by picking up passengers. That's what they should be doing. But what is not seen by any of this is that when the Chicago Transit Authority overreports these miles and gets more money as a result of that.
Yeah.
This is a fixed pool of money. It's actually a formula grant program that funds this. And so that means that perhaps smaller urban authorities, whether it's in Milwaukee, whether it's in Dallas, or, you know, even Miami, I mean, these metropolitan transit authorities are therefore going to have less access to a pool of funds. Which means that, you know, they can't have the expectation that Chicago has, which is we're going to get more money each year. So I'm sure Chicago's employing bureaucrats on the federal taxpayer's dime every year, whereas the other smaller transit authorities may have to be firing certain employees. And that is a direct result of entities like the Chicago Transit Authority engaging in misreporting.
Yeah. You know, I go back to the thing that you said. What I want to know is the timeline. When did the Department of Transportation Inspector General actually dive in and decide to look into this, to investigate this? Where's that timeline?
Well, you know, Kate, we do know, we have some indication from our independent auditor, Tom Rubin, and this is a guy who was specifically hired by the Illinois Auditor General to audit the Chicago Transit Authority. He audited their 2006 records. He reported in 2007 that they were over-reporting their mileage. In 2009, he brought this to the attention of the Inspector General. And all indications point to the fact that the Inspector General likely did nothing. Now, what we do know is that in April 27th of last spring, the Inspector General had made some communications to the FTA of, hey, we need to look at the CTA. And that seems to be something that followed the House Oversight Committee basically forwarding Tom Rubin's findings to the DOTOIG. We got those emails. Those emails between the House Oversight Committee staff and the DOT reveal that the DOT said, hey, look, you know, thanks for these findings, but this is a big problem because it's a highly sensitive issue. And what they were implying was our chief compliance officer, i.e. the guy who probably needs to sign off on investigations, was at the Chicago Transit Authority during the time of the potential fraud. So, you know, the idea is that this is probably something where they knew of the potential fraud and were just trying to kick the can long enough to try to avoid transparency or avoid being open and honest to the American taxpayers. But here, where there's now the exposure of these kinds of potential political cover-up, I mean, this is an administration that's going to have to explain, hey, exactly what you said. What was our timeline? When did we know? And why did we delay on this?
Yeah, this is maybe one of the worst things that you and I have talked a lot. We talked about Kathleen Sebelius and what happened with her and the violations of the Hatch Act and a bunch of other things throughout this entire year. And so here we go again, and this is just so bloody blatant. But I have a fear, you know, Dan, that we're not going to see anything come of this. It falls on deaf ears, and I don't understand that, because if you have the numbers, if you look at that, why isn't that? Well, I guess I'm answering my own question. It's what you said, the connections. You have to assume it's got to be some of that connection between Chicago and Washington, because why wouldn't they bring it to light?
Yeah, you know, Kate, folks like you and me, we think $150 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot.
We think a lot of jobs could be created with that. You know, for these federal bureaucrats who sit in, air-conditioned offices completely cut off from the rest of the world all day, they have no notion of what is a lot of money. And to them, $150 million is just a drop in the can when you're talking about $880 billion of stimulus dollars. So, you know, these people just don't get it, and they don't get what most American taxpayers get, and that is stop wasting our money. And I think that, look, you know, this is something where, you know, you have such kind of indicia of potential cover-up here. The fact that this is in the president's backyard of Chicago, the fact that this is Ray LaHood, who is a Republican appointed by the president, you know, which in itself is, you know, we think of other kinds of Republicans who the president tried to advance, and they just couldn't do it. They were too, you know, tied to their principles. But Ray LaHood, if you're running the Department of Transportation, he comes from Illinois. You know, he was on the kinds of committees that helped appropriate money to the Chicago Transit Authority. And it's just, you have that mixed with Robert Rifkin and Valerie Jarrett and Peter Rogoff being a appropriation staffer on the Senate side. I mean, this is something that, you know, reeks of potential cover-up and cronyism. And it's something that needs to be exposed. Because we got to know, look, if this is a president who's going to, you know, be our president for another 4 years, we want to make sure that when there are identifications of fraud and taxpayer dollars, these are things that get fixed.
Yep, I agree with you. Dan Epstein, Cause of Actions Executive Director. Thanks. We'll keep our eye on that and see if anything comes of it. But we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome back to the show. You know, one of my favorite people, we've been talking to him now for 6 months, Don Wiskin. I like to say he was the roofer that got smart. Why? Because he realized when he went through his own heart traumas and what happened with his family that there had to be a better way. And I'm serious, you know, I don't endorse things and don't endorse things lightly. And once I started taking Extendivite, what a difference it's made. Dr. Marcus, my doctor, still can't believe it. He should, but he still can't believe my cholesterol numbers and my blood pressure, which was just slightly on that high level, has dropped dramatically. I can't tell you the difference that it has made in my life. Honestly, it is the God's honest truth. And that's why right from this, we have him in the wings. Before we do that, because everybody keeps asking me about the website, it's very easy to remember. Go to heartdrop.com. It couldn't be any easier. Heartdrop.com. And also, if you go to the website, it tells you all about Don's story that we've talked about so much on the show. It seems lately, and all of you know this, when we play our heart sound effect and whatnot here on America Tonight, that so many people are having heart attacks. And we're talking about all kinds of people, lots of women, lots of guys, and a lot of people under 40 years old, which I can hardly believe that. The statistics are staggering. And we're on this mission to get people heart conscious and heart healthy. Don, once again, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Have you noticed that too, that it just seems like every day we're not just famous people, but we're hearing strange stories, sad stories about people that are dying suddenly from heart attacks?
Oh, it's happening all over, Kate, and yes, I hear it all the time. I actually stop into one of the local stores down here most days because it's the hangout in the little town I live in, and the obituaries are always open, and it's quite amazing how many people that are so young are dying. I mean, I was 42 myself. I lost my 44-year-old brother, and I've got a 30-year-old nephew who has heart problems, and my doctor told him, take your Uncle Don's stuff.
Yeah, well, he needs to take it. Yeah. And see, you know, 42 is young, Don. You knew, I'm sure you, when it happened to you, you were stunned, weren't you?
I was, you know, I had just lost my brother and my mother and my other brother all within the last year from, you know, July of 97 right through until, well, it was in June of 98 when I had my heart attack. But yeah, I mean, I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. Had a 95% blockage in one artery, over 75% in the rest, and, you know, I guess I was fortunate that all I had was an angioplasty at that time, because, you know, some of my friends right now are having bypass surgery, and some of them never smoked or never drank or anything. It just, they say it's running in their family, but I don't know what it's running in. I think we're missing out on a lot of nutrients that we should be getting from Extendivite.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there has to be something in food. We've talked about this, and it's very powerful what you say, and I believe this, and I'm hearing this more and more from people. You got to think about the soil. You got to think about how, if you wind the clock back 100 years ago, if you go certainly before that, but how food was produced versus what we're seeing now. Don't you think this plays a part in it?
I think it plays a big part in it. We've forgotten a lot. Like, you know, I'm in my 50s now, so, you know, when I talk about, you know, the old wives' tales, I'm actually going back to people that were born in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that were my grandparents, and a lot of the things that they did, most people don't even know about it. Like, if you get stung by a bee, you put some mud on it, and where's that mud come from? You pick up some dirt and you spit on it, or whatever you have to do to make it wet, and you put it on that bee sting, and it draws the sting right out. So, you know, there's Mother Earth doing her job. It's just like Extendivite. You know, it's made from all of these herbs that we've been using for thousands of years, but, you know, people have stopped using them. But it's you know, we're in a battle with the toxins that we're ingesting into our body, and we're not doing anything to get them out. And that's where these herbs come in to help you detoxify. But there's also plant nutrients here that we need to repair the damage that's been done in our arteries so that the cholesterol band-aid can go away and we can live a healthy, happy life.
Yeah, because as you said, there's no, you had no indication. When it happened to you, you didn't know that there was any problem, right? All of a sudden it happened.
Well, you know, I was 42 years old. I believe the government was looking after me. I was eating at those fast food places that I shouldn't have. You know, I had a fast-paced life. I had people working for me. I'd even buy them Kentucky Fried Chicken every now and then, you know. I don't do that anymore, but... You know, at that time, no, I noticed that I was having a bit of a problem going up a flight of stairs. I was getting a little cramping in my legs, but I didn't know why. It never really dawned on me that at 42 years old, I was about to wind up on the floor in my living room, and my wife waked me up when she came home from work.
Wow.
Yeah, lucky thing we were 5 minutes from the hospital or I wouldn't have been here.
Yeah.
When we got there, you know, I handed a bunch of cards to the lady at the front desk and said, I don't have time. My wife's parking the car. I walked through the double doors, you know, a lady grabbed me, she was a doctor, she took me over to a bed, and the last thing I remember was I was saying something like, help me, because every time the blood pressure monitor squeezed my arm, the pain in my chest was so intense. They told Babs, my wife, to go home and expect the worst, and prepare for the worst, actually. They didn't expect me to survive, but 3 days later, I woke up and checked myself out of the hospital in denial, only to have another heart attack and go back and be a little more willing to cooperate.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's led you to Extendivite, and you've seen what the product's done and how it's helped so many people. And you mentioned it. It's the fact that you're getting those nutrients. And people always ask me this. We always talk about this. But it's worth going down, I think, some of the ingredients of Extendivite, because that's what people are so curious about. What is it that works so well? What's the secret potion in Extendivite?
Well, I really think it boils down to the four basic, the garlic, the cayenne, the bilberry, and the hawthorn. And those are the four basics that actually do the job because, you know, the cayenne makes all the other herbs work well. But cayenne also has a history of improving your breathing and cleaning out your arteries on its own. You know, there was Dick Quinn who was left for dead. He did it with his cayenne caps. But the garlic adds so much more to it because of the chelating properties, able to get a lot of those toxins out so that your body can go back to its natural state and start doing the job that it's been hindered from doing. Bilberry is there to help with inflammation and to, you know, keep the inflammation in your arteries down while the rest of the herbs are starting to feed it so that it can repair the damage. And we've added things like ginkgo biloba to improve the oxygen flow, milk thistle to help with your liver because, you know, your liver is the most important organ in your body. It's it cleans your blood and it sends that cholesterol out with the nutrients to do the repair job that needs to be done. And we also have valerian in there to help calm you so that you don't get all stressed out because stress, you know, causes more arterial damage. So the whole formula is synergistically working to help clean you out, make you feel good, keep you from being all stressed out, and give you a better chance at living to be an old age.
Yeah, and I say this all the time because it's so true, where I saw the numbers dramatically drop for me, and I had no idea about the blood pressure. Goodness, I was, knock on wood, I was always healthy, and I didn't even realize I was anywhere pegging near a danger zone until I had a blood test done, and then I saw the results of that. So, you know, this is one of the effects of what I've seen with Extendivite. So there were a lot of different things that have helped people in different ways, certainly. And when you hear those stories, I mean, that has to be so rewarding to you because, listen, that's part of the business is getting those testimonials and hearing from people. Man, it made a difference. We had Dan in Texas tell us that he saw a difference pretty fast. You know, you talk about that, about, you know, it's not something that you take that it's a magic wand and wow, I take it today and tomorrow everything's great. But it didn't take very long for me. It took maybe five weeks when I saw the blood, when I had the blood work done, that had changed. So I guess it's different for every person, right?
It is. I like to say that 6 months down the road, your doctor's going to be scratching his head saying, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. But for some people, they do get immediate effects, and other people start noticing things in the first few weeks. But I've never wanted to discourage anybody from going for the long haul because it's really, you know, it's a couple of years down the road when you really say, oh, my gosh, you know, what have I done? Like, I really feel, I don't feel 60 anymore.
Right. Right. Well, then that's like anything. You have to take it to make it work. It's like vitamins. If we want to use vitamins as an example or whatever somebody's working on, it's like walking or running and increasing your chances of being healthier when you start off just around the block and then suddenly you're working, you know, you're walking 10 miles in a day. And that's exactly what Extendivite does for you. It extends your life. So that's why the name is so brilliant. Go to heartdrop.com. Don, as always, great to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate.
Thanks.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.